Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But we just mentioned about President Obama, but I don't know if you guys knew this, but President Obama prayed for and with Billy Graham.
Really?
Reverend Billy Graham. Yes, Reverend Billy Graham has had an amazing ministry and life. I mean, he is now 90 years old. He lives in North Carolina. And he has met with so many presidents. Presidents have sought his counsel. And he has visited the White House on numerous times. I know particularly George Bush Sr., really, they became really close friends. And I believe that on the first Gulf War, I believe that Reverend Billy Graham was actually in the White House when that war began.
Oh, wow.
I believe he was there. But I want you to listen to this. I think this will encourage you. Listen up.
So I flew down and we took the presidential motorcade up a mountain that is not built to handle a presidential motorcade. And then we just had the most amazing hour with this powerful yet gentle man in Billy Graham. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the truths and the words that Reverend Graham spoke into the president, into this country. And then one of my favorite parts of it was Mr. Graham, towards the end of the meeting, as he often does, started praying for President Obama. When he wrapped up, kind of weren't sure what to do next, and President Obama started praying for Reverend Graham, which was just, you know, just an amazing moment to have the President of the United States, in a spirit of humility, just say, you know, I want to offer a prayer for this man who's prayed for so many. And so sitting there, being right next to that as it was happening, was just an amazing blessing for me, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that was Joshua Du Bois. He is the head of the White House Office of Faith, Base, and Neighborhood Partnerships. And you just heard him share an encounter that the president had with Reverend Billy Graham. It's President Obama was vacationing with his family in North Carolina. And told him, I unscheduled trips because I want to go see Billy Graham. I want to see Reverend Billy Graham. And they made arrangements to go visit him at his home. And they went. And how remarkable is that? When you think about how powerful the call of God is on someone's life and what God is doing, who would have thought? Who would have thought that Reverend Billy Graham would have the ears of all of these presidents? I mean, Jimmy Carter, so many of them. And that the president would bring his motorcade to the man of God, and no telling what they spoke about him. You know, Reverend Billy Graham shared the truth.
I'm sure he did.
And he prayed, and when you pray for the president like that, I really truly believe that you're praying for the nation. You're praying for America.
Exactly.
This is the authority in the land. This is the administration. He represents the president, the country, and he reflects us who voted him. And so very, very powerful to see that in Reverend Billy Graham's last days, he's not rusting out. Let me tell you, Reverend Billy Graham is burning strong. He is a torch that of great encouragement and a great example of going forth, telling the truth, preaching the good news in the kingdom of God, the gospel, and the influence that he's been able to have all of these years, I think is quite remarkable. And it's really great for the president to humble himself, you know, and receive prayer and receive wisdom. And who knows what God was stirring in his heart? Who knows what was happening? I mean, you can only imagine all the different things that we know. But you can only imagine the stuff that the president actually knows of what is happening, not only in this country, but in the country, you know, countries around the world. So for him to say, unscheduled, on my vacation, I want to go see Reverend Billy Graham. Very, very good, encouraging, and I'm glad he did it. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.